You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Drew, the only bar you need to know in Carney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!
Doug and Danny Show here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We've got folks standing by on the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line that want to do a little chatting with us here on the Doug and Danny Show today. Trent from Blue Hill is with us. Trent, good morning. How are you, man?
Oh, pretty good. How are you guys?
Well, waiting for Christmas, although I did see the coal train pass by my house. I'm a little worried. What's going on? What's on your mind, man?
Well, I just had a couple thoughts on our basketball team. I think we need to slow down on our overreaction to these early season losses. A couple guys that we're missing, Moses Abraham and is it Leslie Smith or David Rivers? I can't remember. Leslie Smith, right?
Yeah.
I think when you get those two back, we can play Pittsford more outside, and that's gonna give us a lot of depth going into the Big Ten season. And 10 mile teams always get better, so I think we just need to not overreact and let it ride. So that's all I have.
Hey, thanks, Trent. Appreciate it. Husker fan, Trent from Blue Hill, joining us here on the Doug and Danny Show. And there's no doubt about it. You can't blow things up, but there is concern. Now, the bottom line here is just make sure you make the postseason. If you drop back and you're in the NIT, that still means right now that you had to have about a 500 season in the Big Ten. That's where Nebraska is at right now. If they want to make significant progress in the postseason – or get to the postseason, they're going to have to be right around 500 in the Big Ten.
Oh, I disagree with you from the standpoint of I don't think the NIT is a good enough. I know that they have to make it there.
But if they don't make it there, that's bad.
That's very bad, because now you start to talk about recruiting and how it impacts there. But when you're the fourth best, when you're picked fourth, when they're picked fourth in the Big Ten, you know, everyone. They kind of had the premature arrival party, if you'd want to say. So I would say that not making the tournament again and not having a solid Big Ten season is what the team is fighting, because you want to keep this thing rolling. You want to start, and I think it'll be viewed as a step back because there was such high anticipation for this season.
Would you like to introduce our next guest?
No.
Okay. Well, then I will do it. It is with great pride that we welcome in the new Kearney High volleyball coach, who happens to live under the same roof from time to time with baseball coach and co-host Damon Day. Jessica Day is with us here on the Doug and Danny Show, taking over the Bearcat volleyball program. Good morning, Jessica.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is this weird?
Yes. Yes.
Do you ever critique him when he comes home?
Occasionally I'll yell at him for comments he makes.
Just basically
borderline
about you?
Inappropriateness.
Oh, that's, well, he is a communist. Is he a communist at home, too? See, there you go. He is a communist.
I don't think I make any comments that are borderline inappropriate. Just because they're against the Huskers or something like that does not mean they're inappropriate.
I want to know, do you get Rick Squires presents for the holidays, or do you shun him now at every opportunity since, you know, he brought this upon you years
Rick
ago?
Squires?
Well, yeah. Isn't that the whole reason for the season here?
Well, yeah, having him. I came back out for a volleyball camp, and that's when we met. Life's never been the same since.
No, it has not.
You lucky devils. You have been involved with volleyball your life. Mm-hmm. Took some time off to have the kids, and yep. You've been in the Kearney system for 2006. What made you want to jump back into it right now?
Oh, I've always missed it. Missed being a part of it. Missed the team atmosphere. I've been doing lessons and things like that, but really missed watching a program grow, and missed the relationships that you can have with the girls. And so, you know, Emma and Cody John are older now, and you know, I would love for Emma to be around the game. It's such a great sport for women, and I think it would be amazing for her if she were a little gym rat and grows up to be a Husker volleyball player someday. No pressure at all whatsoever. But
Fighting Irish.
Okay. Well, Katie
Fighting
Higgins.
Yeah,
Katie
exactly.
Higgins. She can be a Katie Higgins.
Katie Higgins. Will
yes.
Be
but yeah, it was just time. It was time. And so when the opportunity presented itself, I, you know, Damon and I had a lot of heart to hearts about it and decided that, Yep, we could go ahead and do this new adventure.
I think it's interesting when you've had a chance to look at whatever job it is. I mean, Coach Lamerson has just taken over the football program at UNK. He got to view UNK from the other side, maybe never thinking that he would be here. You had a chance to be at Millard South, and at the time, I guess we can kind of encompass everything that's not in the metro. How did you view what's going on at Kearney High, or maybe Grand Island or North Platte? Because from time to time, they've all had solid years or solid runs.
Yeah, you know, when I was at Millard South, it was a program that was kind of hovering right around that 500 mark. And so there was a lot of work that we kind of had to do with the younger kids and building that up. And so I've been there and done that. You know, Kearney has sort of seen some ups and downs with the volleyball program. And, you know, my main objective is really just to continue it on the up and up, and to, you know, I'm a pretty competitive person like the other guy sitting over here. And, you know, I would be lying if I said my end objective for these girls is I want to get them to the state tournament. You know, when that is, I don't know, but hopefully sooner rather than later. But we want to be down in Lincoln playing for the Class A state championship.
It's been a long time, as we said, since the Bearcats got down there. And not for lack of not having a good team. Like, as you said, Katie Higgins, and there have been others
absolutely
that have been a part of it. What have you seen from the team as much as you could have watched it here in the last handful of years? And what do you know about the talent that you'll have returning?
There is some really great talent, some great young girls that are coming up, some fantastic juniors going to be seniors next year, Lauren Spiker, Cassie Matthews. I mean, people like that I am really just excited to work with them. But the biggest thing I'm excited about is really one of the things I love to do as a coach working under Squires, working under Paul Gieselman, is I can't wait to develop them. I can't wait to see them from the beginning to the end of a season, from their eighth grade year to their senior year, that part of the game. That's one of my favorite things to see, their growth.
We're talking with the new head volleyball coach at Kearney High School, and Jess Day. Should we call you Jess or Jessica?
Either or works.
Okay.
I just wanted,
sometimes in the official capacity, we should use the word Jessica. Do you have any questions for our guest? Or should I keep going for a little bit?
No, I actually came in prepared with some good ones.
Okay, get after it.
You know, what I get for Christmas?
Oh, I'm not telling. I have a good one.
How come it's all got loper paper wrapping?
Under the tree.
Loper wrapping paper.
You kind of mentioned Coach Squires and Coach Gieselman as being huge you know, mentors of yours. What are two or three things that you really want your volleyball program to kind of encompass and embody as in representing the Kearney community?
Well, I think first and foremost, I want them just to be great representatives of Kearney High School. I want them to grow up to be phenomenal young women, and they are already, but I want to continue to foster that, teaching them life lessons along the way. It's more than just volleyball. And I also just want to see great attitude and great effort on a daily basis. I want them to come in and fight like hell every single day. And I want them to, look at you, Damon Day. I want them to come in. I want blood, sweat, and tears in the gym. And I want them then to see the benefits from that. And I cannot wait for August to get here to do that.
I was going to say, where does that start? Each coach in each sport has a different way of doing things in the off season, mm-hmm. as far as things they look at. What will you be looking at before fall practice begins and some of your summer works and off season?
Yeah,
stuff?
You know, when we get back from winter break here, I'm going to have to sit down with the program and really get to know them. I don't know a lot of them. And so a lot of new faces and finding out positions, who they are, that type of thing. You know, I want to go out and start watching all the girls that are competing in other sports and getting to know them that way while watching them play basketball, watching them in soccer, those types of things. I can start to, you know, I have to work with Mitch Stein to learn all of the NSAA rules and things like that. But I, you know, I get to work with, you know, small groups and things like that, working with Coach Tagru on, you know, strength and conditioning, and really just getting them prepared then for summer camps. And our Kearney High camp, we'll probably go to a few travel or camps where we'll go play in team camps like at Creighton or places like that. And then hit the ground running in August.
What do you think has changed? I mean, it doesn't seem that long ago, but the last time you were the head coach at Millard, some of them were second and third graders. It's hard to believe. What do you think has changed about the game since the last time you had your toe in the water?
You know, honestly, I don't think a whole lot has changed. I mean, Mitch Stein kind of joked with me. I had asked about the rules meeting and, you know, going to the coaching clinic. Well, that's all changed. You can do that online now. I'm like, geez, times are moving. But as far as the game of volleyball, you know, that's still really the same. There's a few new fads and things like that as far as the game goes. But that's really maintained. I mean, Nebraska volleyball is Nebraska volleyball. It's very rich and knowledgeable, and it's been like that and is still like that today.
Last minute here with Jessica Day, the new head volleyball coach at Kearney High. Did you have anything else?
That was my one prepared question.
Okay. you said you were so prepared.
Hey, that was a good. That was a thought
it
out.
Was.
Well,
you asked a question about.
But I would
my
just
coaches.
Like to. I would just like to say inappropriate comments on the
I'm
radio.
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I want them to fight hard. I want them to fight every single day with.
You can't say H-E double hockey stick on the air.
Okay.
Well, after Christmas, you can.
Okay.
After Christmas.
This is a Christian radio station, radio okay. show.
What is wrong with
we
you?
We have values.
Why did
be
I
be nice?
See, things were going so well.
They were going.
You obviously were an outstanding player yourself.
Oh.
What do you take from that into your coaching? You touched on what the other
right.
coaches have helped you with. What about just your own personal playing experience?
Well, I think that, you know, I've been doing it since sixth grade, you know, and I've been through how many camps, how many club systems, you know, I've sort of seen it all and at a lot of levels as when I've coached. And so I think that is going to help to bring me a wealth of knowledge with practice schedules and camps and those types of things. And I've been very blessed to have great coaches, like I said, like Paul Gieselman, who's now at Midland kicking butt there. And Rick Squires, obviously, with the wonderful success he's had here at UNK. And so I take that and take everything that I've learned, and I am looking forward to bringing that to my Bearcats.
Now, I got caught by a alum when I said
okay.
the College of St. Mary's.
Yes.
And a friend of mine, and she sternly reminded me that it's not St. Mary's, it's St. Mary.
College of St.
Now,
Mary.
Now, do you also tell people that when they...
I don't. I do not.
I love that. I went, what?
What?
Really?
Yes. No, the College of St. Mary. That seems so long ago.
It's not Plurk.
We are getting old, Damon.
Jess, anything else that we should know about you getting ready to take over the program that you want the folks to know about or the kids to know about as maybe their interest peaks in joining the program?
You know, no, just know that I am humbled by this opportunity. I'm ready to get us to where I think the Kearney High Volleyball program can be. And I'm ready to take on that challenge with my coaching staff and with all the girls and the help of the community and those types of things. So I'm just so excited, ready to go, ready to do this.
Last question, we'll let you out of
yes.
here. You kind of touched on it. Kearney High has definitely not had a volleyball coach with a long tenure.
Right.
It's been 2 years, 4 years.
Right.
And we've had a lot over the last 15. Some of the girls that doesn't affect because, okay, sophomore, junior, senior, gone.
Right.
Coach. Is that a problem with going down to the youth and trying to keep how do you overcome that lack of continuity?
Well, I'll tell you one way that I can help with it is I plan to be around a long time. So, you know, I want to coach that little girl that's sitting out in the hallway there. So she's in preschool. So that kind of tells you that I'm in this for the long haul. And, like I said, I want to get down there with those youth and I want to be coaching those youth, you know, 5-10 years from now. So that's the biggest way you can fix it is just to bring some stability. So we don't have that coaching carousel that's happened. And so, I want to. She might be a little stubborn, like her father. So that might be a little difficult. But, no, I want to be around for a good while.
Do those angels get absolutely everything they wanted for Christmas?
Yeah, I think we pretty much spoiled them pretty badly. But that's all right. It's so fun. They're so young. You only get this for a very short time where it's this magical
that's awesome.
Time at Christmas.
Well, hey, congratulations
Thank
once
you.
Again. Merry Christmas
Thank
to the
you
entire
very much.
Family.
We appreciate it very much. So.
Even the commie over here.
Yes.
We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Andy Markowski going to join us, talk a little bit about the Huskers, our Husker analyst, and he has some time to chat with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll get to your emails, more on the Jack Gangwish situation. More tweets came out from his teammates, it appears, even though there's no official statement, and maybe we'll know more after the first Husker practice tomorrow in San Diego. It just sounds like Gangwish is out for the first half because of this whole raccoon thing, which to me is ridiculous, but we've got some emails and tweets we'll get to as well. We'll take a break. Be back with more after this.
If your company or farm is accepting bids on replacing your roofing system, call the company that provides the best products, the best workmanship, and the best service after the job is completed. Lampman Roofing Company. Your project is not handed off to some subcontractor. Eddie Lampman is personally on every job assuring you that your project is always the top quality that you expect. Lampman's spray-on weather and waterproofing systems make your roof look and work like brand new for many years to come for a lot less money. Farmers enjoy Lampman systems that seal leaky grain bin walls and roofs. For a free, no-pressure quote, call 800-942-4331 or 402-670-9167. Saving you on your re-roofing and energy, Lampman Roofing Company. 800-942-4331 for your quote. An A-plus rated Better Business Partner.
Joy, a feeling of great happiness. It goes hand in hand with spending time with those who mean the most to us. At First National Bank, we wish the entire community a holiday season filled with the gift of joy. Gather with friends and family to give thanks. The true gifts to all of us are the memories made and time shared with each other. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Give the gift of health this holiday season with the Hastings YMCA membership gift certificate. Certificates may be purchased for any Y membership at either YMCA Welcome Center. The Hastings YMCA offers a variety of memberships to choose from, including youth, adult, couples, and family memberships, so no one is left out. For more information, contact the Y at 402-463-3139. So stop by the 16th Street YMCA to give the gift of health this year.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Cretan Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Cretan Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, local baseball coach Damon Day, my co-host on this Christmas Eve Eve of the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. I don't know. A last-second gift from Midway would be a heck of a gift, but of course they've got their year-end deals. Damon, is that your last stop for shopping? Is that what you're telling me?
I wish.
Hey, celebrate the Cherokee with $500 in bonus cash during the Jeep Big Finish 2014. You can wrap up the holidays in a big way when you buy or lease a 2014 or 2015 Jeep Cherokee Sport or Latitude. It's a limited-time offer, so act now. The offer ends on January the 2nd. See your Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram for details. South 2nd Avenue, Connie. You can also see them online at thinkmidway.com and follow them on Twitter and Facebook for more great deals and more information as they continue to expand and grow your Midway Auto Dealerships, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Andy Markowski, former Husker basketball standout and analyst from time to time, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What's up, Drews?
Not a lot. Yourself?
Well, I couldn't stay up for the whole game last night. I got to admit it. Did you watch the whole thing?
I tried to stay up, and if the Loyola game would have been more competitive with Wichita, I might have kept interest, but I did not get a chance to see it as well.
Yeah, Huskers even started late. Supposed to start at midnight, and it was like a quarter to one or something when they finally got that thing underway. But we talked a little bit about it on the program. We talked about it last week, even back with the Cincinnati game, the Incarnate Word. I said, you're in a point here, kind of like with the football team when they got into the last month of the season, where the possibility of the wheels falling off could occur. And outside of a break against Cincinnati, things are really shimmying for this basketball team. We've had a couple callers and emailers say, hey, there's been a couple injuries. They're not as deep. Let's don't jump off the ship right yet. And I don't want to jump off the ship because I want them to do well. But they were overrated at the beginning of the season. I guess my point is that's starting to show a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt. I think the fan expectation coming into this year was very high. I mean, if you reflect back to what they were able to accomplish last year with what I felt was a very limited roster, they didn't have a great post play. They didn't have very good point guard play. The top 15 conference stat categories, they were in the bottom four and 12 out of the 15. So to go 19-11 last season was quite remarkable. And what they accomplished last year was, in games that were a one-possession game, going down the stretch, they won all eight of them late. And it's easy to go 4-4 in those, and all of a sudden 19-11 becomes 15-15. So I think if you keep it in that perspective coming into this season with the same limitations, not a great roster, not great point guard play, not a post presence, certainly losing Smith hurt that. Now you have Abraham that, came in to kind of fill the post-defender rebounder role, and he's out. And all of a sudden, you're in those same close games and you're losing them instead of winning them. So I don't think people should jump off the bandwagon. I think this team has warts. I think they had warts last year. And they're going to have to win some close games to have the type of season that they had last year, and they're not doing that right now.
Obviously, when you go out to do this type of tournament, you're hoping to get those opponents, to get those quality wins, to get those pretty, as you would say, those points that you can get from those non-conference. And now you fall into where you're kind of going to get a lot of more smaller mid-major schools instead of getting to play number 11 Wichita State. How hard is it to make that transition to that type of tournament where you're so far away and the travel and whatnot? And then just how do you get them to play for those against those? Maybe instead of getting up for a Wichita State, you got to get up for Ohio.
Yeah, certainly. You make some great points. I think if when Coach Miles put this schedule together, it was to go on the road and beat an Atlantic 10 Rhode Island team, come home and beat a good Creighton team, but not a great Creighton team, to go on the road on a neutral floor and play Hawaii, which, you know, probably on paper he felt he could win that game and set up a great match with Wichita. So those things have not worked out how maybe he drew up the schedule in terms of giving them a great chance to be in the tournament with an upper seed where, you know, maybe you're a favorite in the first round of the NCAA tournament versus being a 10-11-12 seed where you're an underdog. But, you know, this team needs to just play well. So I don't think motivation will be a factor. I mean, if you know, they're on break, there's no school, these kids should love to play basketball. You know, certainly, you know, Mike Dunlap is a quality coach. Loyola has coached in the NBA. There's plenty of things to get excited about. Certainly Wichita would be more attractive for the group, but this group better just be focused on playing well, playing better, executing end of the game, time and score situations to have a chance to win and hopefully create some momentum going into conference play. I think they have 5 of their first 7 conference games are at home. So you're looking to get off the island 2-1 and trying to build momentum for an Indiana team that comes in here for your first conference game, I think December 31st.
Tonight's game is against Loyola Marymount, scheduled for a 10:30 tip-off. It's again on ESPNU and the Breeze 94.5. We're talking with Husker basketball analyst and former Big Red Andy Markowski joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Big picture. They started off okay. They went through this big stretch. Has anything significantly changed outside of the loss of a player or two? Are you seeing changes from some of the individuals?
Well, you know, defensively, for whatever reason, I felt they were very solid defensively. They were able to take shots away from teams late in the year last year. If you look at Hawaii, you know, Hawaii hit a couple big shots last night late. So I don't know what has happened defensively, why they're not as maybe sticky, for lack of a better term, than defensively to take some shots away, especially in key moments of a game. Certainly offensively, they're not playing with the same flow. I don't think they're getting as good of shots, Petaway Shields. You know, I think teams are switching a lot of the ball screen stuff because they don't have a true post player that, you know, if you switch onto a guard onto a post player, you can roll that guy into the block and maybe take advantage of a post-up opportunity. They don't have that personnel, so I think that's affecting them offensively. Certainly the technical that Petaway got last night speaks to his frustrations of maybe not playing as well as he wants to play or needs to play. So I don't think I'm not saying there's a chemistry issue, but they're certainly not playing as well as they played late in the year last year, both offensively and defensively. And you know, that needs to change for this team to accomplish some of the goals they might have set for themselves at the beginning of the year.
This is Damon Day here, and spending as much time around the program and hearing the coaches talk and hearing the players talk and kind of being around them every day, what do you hear about recruiting as far as, is there any dynamic athletes on the way? Is there any scorers that can create their own shot maybe off the dribble or just have a little bit more athleticism that it seems like they lack sometimes in the offensive game? How is Nebraska basketball doing in the recruiting game?
Yeah, I'm not as around as much as I used to, but certainly I still pay attention to recruiting. I still talk to the staff. This recruiting class that they have coming in is as good as you know, in recent years as Nebraska's had. I think you probably could compare it back to the Woolridge, Jerron Boone, Eric Strickland class in the early 90s. So certainly I think the recruiting this past fall, they've proven that they've targeted good kids, kids that are in the top 100 of most recruiting rankings. And then you have maybe one of the more talented offensive shooters slash players sitting out, Andrew White, transfer from Kansas, top 50 player in the country. Is a very good offensive talent. So, you know, I think if patients or fans just have some patience, you know, whatever happens this season, hopefully they can get this thing corrected and start winning some of these close games. But I certainly think the future looks bright with the recruiting class that they have coming in addition to Shields and Petaway being underclassmen. And then you add a player, the caliber of Andrew White, you know, sitting out. I think the future is bright. But the recruits, you never know how that's going to transfer into a college locker room and a college environment. But certainly on paper, they have the most talent in a recruiting class that they've had in many years.
Andy, I don't know that it's the same. We're talking with Andy Markowski for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But you were on that team that won the NIT championship. And then expectations were pretty big that could carry over into the next year. Is there any similarities or any insight you can give us as to what kind of transpires during that time when there's more expectations put on you?
Yeah, I certainly think, especially now with more media, you know, more social media, I think kids are more in tune to what other people are saying than even it was in the 90s. But I don't think this team has handled that well. I think maybe nobody expected them to do anything. So you play loose. If you win, awesome. If you lose, everybody expected you to lose. So I think that mentality, I think, probably carried them last year in a lot of close games where, you know, what do you have to lose to go play at Michigan State and pull off the upset? You know, you don't have that added pressure. So I'm not in the minds of the team, but they appear to maybe play a little tighter than they played last year. So certainly expectations, I think, has affected this team. Has it affected them? The reason why they've lost four games, I don't know if it's had that big of an impact. I just think the continuity and the execution is a bigger part of it than the expectations. But the great thing about this team is you look at the Big Ten. Nebraska's not playing well, but really nobody in the Big Ten is playing well, with the exception of Wisconsin. So I think the league is going to be wide open. Whoever can kind of, you know, get things corrected and like I said, start winning those close games, whether it's 2 or 3 minutes left and it's a one possession game. And Nebraska has the ability to make shots. Petaway and Shields are both very difficult to guard. Where all of a sudden you catch lightning in the bottle again, you know, they could have a very good conference record and have themselves in position late year. So it's still very early. You know, the conference season hasn't even started yet. This team is still talented. They have warts. They need better point guard play. They need to somehow get some baskets in the paint. Find somebody that can get them some extra chances on the backboard. And I'm sure that the coaching staff is strategically trying to find some solutions to get them to play better.
Well, yeah, you led me into kind of my final question. Your thoughts on the Big Ten? Only three teams are rated. Michigan and Michigan State is taking it on the chops as hard as anybody. Was Nebraska highly rated preseason because we saw this coming, or is this a little bit of a surprise?
Well, I looked at the draft last year and what the Big Ten lost for graduation, and I thought the Michigan States, even the Indianas, you know, they lost. You can't lose five first-round draft picks in a conference and expect it to be as good as it was a year ago. I mean, that's hard to replace that level of talent. But, you know, the Iowa's not playing well. The Purdue's I thought would be better. You know, I think Illinois is hit and miss. Certainly Maryland appears to be maybe one of the top teams that, you know, really you didn't know much about coming into the conference season. So like I said, I think it's wide open. You know, the teams that stay healthy, which Nebraska is a sprained ankle away from probably going on a 5 or 6 game losing streak, you know, just because of their lack of depth. But if you can stay healthy, I think Nebraska will be right in the middle of the pack once, you know, the conference season winds down.
As you follow the Big Ten, and this is the Indiana native in me, is Tom Crean in trouble with the Hoosiers?
Well, it's certainly one of those jobs that their expectation is
delusional.
Probably very close to Nebraska football in the sense of, you know, they've had success, they've tasted success, they want that success, you know, year over year. You know, he's had a lot of players leave early to the draft. He's had some turnover with, I think, some character. Maybe he's pushed the envelope on some character issues where those kids haven't worked out in this program. But the last couple games, you know, they had a really big win this weekend.
You know, I think Tom is a great coach. I think nobody works hard. I've known some friend coaching colleagues that have worked for Tom. Nobody cares more about winning than Tom. Nobody works harder than Tom. Certainly, he puts that pressure on his staff and on his players. So it's hard to find a better coach than Tom, but he's going to have to probably deliver on an NCAA tournament this year, or I think that seat will continually get warmer.
Got all the Christmas shopping done for those girls?
Trying. I'm just trying to find a lock in the bowl season. That's all I asked for Christmas. So.
I thought I had it yesterday, but apparently apparently not. We'll let you out of here with a Husker alum football question, just because we ask everybody. What do you think?
You know, I'm excited. I was one that felt it needed a change in leadership, not due to maybe on-field performance, but just culture of really being a leader and representing yourself and the university in a positive way. I think Coach Riley has those qualities. I think Nebraska, you can win 8 games just with the resources. You know, playing in the Big 12 North was probably one of the easier leagues. Now the Big 10 West appears to be, you know, if you got to beat Iowa and Wisconsin to play for a Big 10 title, I think most coaches around the country would take that. So I think Coach Riley can get us back to respectability. You know, can we win a national title? You know, probably not. But I think fans right now would take a conference title, and I think Coach Riley will put us in that position, and hopefully we can win one.
Andy, hey, Merry Christmas to your entire family, and probably see you at a Bearcat basketball game again real soon. All right.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the time, Andy Markowski, former Husker analyst, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talk mainly hoops.
Yeah, I don't mean to digress, but the sign of the apocalypse for the Cleveland Browns is Rex Grossman turned down a contract offer for this week to play for the Browns because his family was in town. Nah, Brown, you know what? Nah, I'm good. I don't want to be an NFL quarterback. I got some family in town this week.
Wait, what do they write him? A $100,000 check just for a weekend?
What is it? Yeah, no, I think it's like $174,000 he turned down to hang out with his family. I mean, I granted, Rex Grossman's got more money than he probably knows what to do with. But that just goes to show you that not even a journeyman backup quarterback wants to hang out with you on Christmas. Nah, I'm good. Stuff. My family's in town.
Hey, hang out with the folks. Whether it's you got your family and alums in. You don't want to be cooking because it's Christmas. You want to do it for Christmas. Head on out to the Kearney Chicken Coop and enjoy a cold beverage. Enjoy some great lunch. And you can watch all of the games, whether it's the College Bowl, Husker basketball tonight, of course, the NFL heading into their final week. Hoops, hockey, it's all there for you. If it's not on, they'll put it on for you. They can get any game you want. The Kearney Chicken Coop is there for you. The original sports bar and grill. Tuesday, their lunch special, salad and soda for $7. Tacos, salads, grilled crispy chicken salad, whatever you want. Off the menu is there for you as well. Open 7 days a week, except not on Christmas. Come on, people. They're going to take care of their families as well. But they thank you for your business in 2014. And as always, the Kearney Chicken Coop is there for you with specials on long necks, on draws, and, of course, on their great appetizers every afternoon from 2 until 5:30. Kearney Chicken Coop Bar and Grill, the best of both worlds, downtown Kearney. We're back with more after this.
I'm here about the package delivery job.
But you're a reindeer.
Name's Rudolph.
Don't you work for Santa?
Yeah, but I'm looking at other options.
Why?
You heard about the Nebraska Lottery's Yuletide ride giveaway?
Yeah, when you enter non-winning holiday scratch tickets online, you'll have a chance to win a 2015 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk. And the price of your ticket is the number of entries you get. A $1 ticket equals one entry, a $2 ticket equals two entries, and so on. I'm really excited about it.
So's Santa. If he wins a 2015 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk, I can kiss my sleigh-pulling days goodbye. Catch my drift?
I do. Well, do you have any special skills?
Oh, besides being able to fly at 900 miles an hour and having a nose that lights up?
I mean, do you have any experience delivering packages?
You're kidding, right?
Must be 19. Please play and give responsibly. Jeep, Cherokee, and Trailhawk are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC. Chrysler Group, LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
You're in luck. Hilltop Mall is making holiday shopping fun and easy this year. Mall gift cards and gift wrap available all season long. Good for every store in the mall, Hilltop Mall gift cards always make the perfect gift. Stop by the mall office to purchase. And don't let your kids miss Santa. He is at the Hilltop Mall to hear all their holiday wishes. It's all at the Hilltop Mall this holiday season.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
Christmas shopping all day long? Barely scratched the list. 20 different stores today? So many deals I've missed. One last stop at our battery store, and all we need is this.
Welcome to Interstate All Battery. How can I help you?
Oh, wow. This is so much more than a battery store. Flashlights, electronics, fun things, and more. Oh, yes. Batteries. Batteries, batteries galore. For your phones, computers, and all your doodads, too. Interstate All Battery Center has the right one for you.
Interstate All Battery Center in Grand Island. Not just batteries, but a great place for all your holiday gift giving.
Yeah. Shady. Aftermath.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox here. Take a look at this email. This comes from Dave. He says, hey, I thought you might enjoy this email that I sent Sean Eichhorst, and Merry Christmas. So Dave sends this email, and this is about the Gangwish and PETA and the Raccoon Gate. He says, the athletic department's decision to suspend Jack Gangwish for half of the bowl game is a complete slap in the face to the beef industry here in the state of Nebraska. We are the number one beef-producing state in the United States. We constantly have to deal with PETA and their attempts to restrict our industry. There have been lots of beef donated to the training table at Nebraska over the years. I can't believe the university would side with PETA on any issue and not support all the people of this state that work in our industry. I'm very disappointed in your decision, as are many other livestock producers. Seeing you are new to our state, I thought I would let you know that this decision may come with repercussions. Thank you for your time, Dave. And that is what Dave sent to Sean Eichhorst. Thanks for sharing, Dave. I understand it. I always think that when you come to situations like this, there's no middle ground. I mean, you are either number one PETA supporter or you are number one ag supporter on this side, and there's never any middle ground. I'm sure not every single thing that PETA does is the worst thing, and it's not always the greatest thing either. So I just throwing all of that out, I just think it comes down to what you've got here with Jack Gangwish. And of course, Jimmy Langan had some interesting points on it yesterday, too, about, you know, hey, the first thing they always take away is sports.
Oh,
it's never anything else.
It's from a coaching standpoint, I couldn't even imagine what Barney Cotton and the assistants are sitting around staring at each other going, really? I got to deal with this? I mean, why does everything have to be a political statement? Why does everything? I mean, unfortunately, you know, why does it have to even come to this? You know, the gentleman who wrote the email is completely right. You know, we are one of the largest beef producers. We are one of our economy depends on hunting, whether it be, you know, duck hunting or deer hunting, or, you know, obviously in the Kearney community, it's looking at the cranes. Now, obviously, you don't go shoot, but agriculture and animals and all those different types of things. I mean, he was bitten by an animal. Now, granted, was he screwing around? Yeah, but still, I mean, so it's such a weird, why isn't it even being discussed? To me, it would have been one of those, we've talked to him on the, we've spoken with him, we've discussed with him, we're moving forward. We're not, yeah. You know, but to suspend him and take away for stuff like that, I mean.
It's caving. It's definite caving. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question, how will the Huskers fare in the Holiday Bowl? We've set the line at 7. Nebraska wins outright, Nebraska loses and covers, or Nebraska just gets rolled up by Southern California. What's your gut feeling?
I think that if there's no coaching change or anything like that, I think that the Huskers play a very, very tight ball game with USC, and it comes down to a player or two, not really knowing who's going to win. Right now, Sarkisian's going to want to put a dagger in this season to show that he's the USC coach that everybody wants, and I think what the Husker assistant coaches have done is one of the most commendable things that you can do as a coach to stay for those players. Too many distractions, too many looking over your shoulders. You know, I just don't see, and if they do, it'll be the sports story of the year, in my opinion. If the Huskers go down to Southern California and beat Southern California, I think it's one of the sports stories of the year, and I think Barney Cotton and his staff and those guys deserve a lot of respect for that, because I don't know how you get 18 to 22-year-olds to block out all the noise.
Yeah, I can see this going the way the Iowa game went, only there's no comeback. And we'll probably make our official predictions tomorrow on the show, and hopefully I forget so I don't have to make the pick that I'm probably going to have to make. But I said the only way Nebraska is probably going to win this game is on sheer talent and, you know, Amir just, I mean, making great plays, making spectacular plays and getting maybe a punt return or getting a long run or a long pass, you know, the 99-yarder that we had against Georgia, that kind of thing. And I just don't think in this day and age you can just line them up on pure talent, because USC's got plenty, if not more.
You know, we're joking about the PETA thing and everything else, but Nebraska's thin on the defensive line. Is Randy Gregory going to be 100%? Gangwish is out for the first half. Well, you know, Kessler's going to throw the ball all over the place on Saturday. He's going to want to try to prove who he is. I think I really hope they do well, and I think it'd be really cool for those kids to win.
You know, Coach Pelini might be actually listening to the show today.
Youngstown?
I don't know if his Twitter address is Old Crow, but, you know, this sounds kind of like a Pelini rant. He goes, "Bite your tongue, Doug. PETA is pure evil. Suspending Jack is a expletive move. Raccoons are in season." Don't forget to get signed up for the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza, brought to you by Johnson Lawn and Landscape. We've got great prizes, and we're continuing to add to the list, but you need to do so by noon on Friday. It's holidays. I'm suggesting that this is probably, if you got any free time today, the best time to do it. Come on, let's face it. If you're at work, you're just killing time anyway, trying to get to tomorrow. So go to ESPNSuperstation.com and fill out the 28 bowl games. All you have to do is pick the winner. That's it. It's free. We give away great prizes. Everybody loves college football. You don't have to know anything. That's usually who wins these things anyway. But you can brag to your friends that you are a winner. And you can do that by signing up now for the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza, brought to you by Johnson Lawn and Landscape. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Also, congratulations to Joel, 5764. He is the winner of Week 16 of the Doug and Daddy Cunningham's Journal Fantasy Football Challenge, $25 gift card to Cunningham's, and he's the next to last entrance for our $200 Super Bowl party. There's one chance left for you to be a winner this year, so enter today clicking on the fantasy football banner at ESPNSuperstation.com. Also free, don't have to be in it all year. Heck, maybe you're just back for the holidays. You get a chance, sign up, pick whoever you want. You could win this week, and then we could draw your name out. You could be the Week 17 winner and win the Super Bowl party. Joel 5764, check out your account for the winner's information. So, congratulations. Merry Christmas, man. What else you got before we wrap it up? I got a couple sports stories, but I don't want to overstep here.
No, life's good. Very, very blessed this time of year.
You surprised Denver got it handed? They didn't get handed to him. It was raining. Was that why Peyton threw four interceptions?
No, I just think it's this time of the year where Peyton's not very where everyone's got enough film on him and everything else, and Peyton struggles.
Let's go to our kind of a wrap up here. We've got two bowl games coming your way today: 5:00, Marshall, Northern Illinois, then Navy and San Diego State. We'll follow that doubleheader right here on ESPN Radio as we continue our bowl coverage with the NFL sprinkled in through the national championship game. UNK new head football coach Josh Lamberson continues to build his staff. The latest is defensive coordinator secondary coach Ken Gordon. He comes on board where he's been a Northwest Missouri State grad, and he's been at that school the last 4 years as the secondary coach and special teams coordinator. Emporia State, Minnesota State, Mankato, and Pierce Junior College in California have all been stops as a defensive coordinator. So we'll welcome him aboard to the staff. The Nebraska women remain number 12 in this week's Associated Press poll, and the women trying to get a home-and-home series scheduled with Connecticut. We touched on that a little bit yesterday. There's some basketball tonight. If you're actually looking for something to do, the finals of the Axtell Holiday Tournament, the girls will play at 5. The consolation game is Meridian and Axtell. The winner's bracket, Blue Hill and Arcadia Loop City. Then the boys play at 7, Blue Hill, Axtell in the finals. And the consolation will be Arcadia Loop City taking on Meridian. A lot of people interested on how Fremont and Jess Shepherd fared out at the Nike Tournament. Well, they fell at the buzzer in the 5th-place game yesterday to Long Beach Poly out of California as they hit a putback at the buzzer, 55-54. Jessica Shepherd, 36 points and 11 rebounds for the Nebraska recruit. And the final volleyball poll, Nebraska finishes 8th with a record of 23-10. Penn State number 1, of course, Wisconsin 4, Illinois 11, and Ohio State finishes in 13th. Happy holidays from all of your friends at TNL. TNL Irrigation Systems, we've been talking about them for a long, long time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And again, as you're out and about and traveling, most of those pivot systems will be off to the side of the field. You'll see a lot of the TNL decals hanging from them. And if you're wondering how to get one of those TNLs in your field, visit your local TNL dealer today or visit TLIRR.com to find out who your local dealer is. And if it is off to the side and you're ready to do that preventative maintenance, schedule it today with TNL. Proven technology that works. Big Christmas plans?
Yeah, family. Bubba and Emma, man. Like my wife said, it's just, it's so awesome. Just the excitement that they have and just being around kids. And all the Christmas programs have been awesome. And so, you know, just ending another year, just blessed is all, you know, just so blessed with all the opportunities. And, you know, thank everybody for all their support, not only for the UNK baseball program, but just for my family and everything else. So, you know, when January the 10th hits, it's go time. So we got 21, you know, we're counting down the days already. So get through the holidays and baseball season will be here before we know it. So happy holidays to you and your family and have a happy new year.
Hey, same to you. Take care of those kids. I hardly ever get time to enjoy it. I can say that from time to time I'm hearing some of the Christmas music, but just keeping busy and seeing all the smiling faces at the ball games. Last night it was cool to see some of the alumni come back. We'll see that over the holiday tournaments. Next Monday and Tuesday, we'll have the Amherst Holiday Tournament and the Kearney High games from the GNAC Holiday Tournament. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we'll be covering the Stars and the Bearcats, plus Amherst, of course, playing in their own holiday tournament. We'll have all of those games on ESPN and Classic Hits 98.9, plus Platte River Prep. .com. We will have a Doug and Daddy show tomorrow. The bowl game's coming up. It'll be our last show before the bowl game, so we'll put a wrap on that. We'll have some more bowl selections for you. Randy will be in as the co-host. Want to thank Jessica Day for coming in and gracing us with her presence, the new head volleyball coach at Kearney High, former Husker and basketball standout and current analyst Andy Markowski for giving us the latest Nebraska Loyola Marymount tonight at 10:30. Merry Christmas, everyone. Damon, thanks, man, and we will see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstar.